TBS host Samantha Bee rallies Hollywood celebs in push for vote by mail. By David N. G. on July 2, 2020. TBS late-night host Samantha Bee is rallying her fellow left-wing celebrities in an effort to bombard U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin to push vote by mail ahead of the November election. Bee said that for every person who tweets the hashtag mailed it directly to SEC. Mnuchin, full frontal with Samantha Bee on TBS, will buy a stamp to support the U.S. Postal Service and help ensure a free and fair election. Watch below. Among the celebrities who have joined the social media campaign are Dennis Leary, Cher, Jane Fonda, Joy Behar, and filmmaker Ava DuVernay. President Donald Trump has vehemently opposed vote by mail, saying that it facilitates voter fraud. In the latest instance of voter fraud, two politicians in Paterson, New Jersey, are facing charges that they were involved in a mail-in ballot scheme stemming from a May 12 special election. Actor-comedian Dennis Leary tweeted that Samantha Bee deserves her own stamp for organizing the social campaign against SEC. Mnuchin. Selma director Ava DuVernay claimed that President Donald Trump wants to neutralize the U.S. Postal Service to prevent vote by mail in November. She demanded that SEC. Mnuchin give this esteemed organization adequate funding to support a proper election. Feminist Gloria Steinem tweeted that an attack on the post office is an attack on voting rights. Waitress star Sarah Bareilles tweeted, "The Postal Service is vital to our democracy and also they bring us cute little presents. Give them proper funding." Cher also joined in the campaign. Actor Josh Charles tweeted, "Come on at Steven Mnuchin 1, don't be a douche." 2 and a Half Men star John Cryer tweeted that it would be super dumb to undermine the U.S. Postal Service, adding that it is one of the few government services that literally unites all Americans. Judd Apatow urged his followers to participate in the social media campaign. Other entertainment figures joining Samantha Bee's campaign include Ken Nolan, Keir Acevedo, Jane Fonda, Joy Behar, and the West Wing actor Bradley Whitford. Even the estate of the late country music star John Prine joined the campaign. Samantha Bee infamously called Ivanka Trump a feckless cunt during a 2018 episode of her TBS show. Following tremendous backlash, the comedian issued a quasi-apology, telling the Daily Beast that the apology was not offered to the right. It was not offered as a concession to their demands, at all. It was offered in a very specific manner, and I don't regret putting it out there. I think it was the right thing to do, she said. Follow David NG on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.